This is Jeff Steiner from Americans in France. And I am talking with Kelly Camborian. Kelly, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
And where are you, Kelly?
I'm in Fontaine-lès-Dijon, France.
And where is that?
It's just outside of Dijon in the Burgundy region.
All right. And what's it like to be an American in Fontaine-lès-Dijon?
I don't haven't experienced any problems. I'm very close to Dijon, so very close to the city. When I got married at the city hall, the mayor was very pleased to be marrying an American.
Okay. Oh, yes? Me too. Married too.
He went on and on about it.
And what's it like in Dijon?
Dijon's a bourgeois city. It's relatively wealthy. People find, foreigners find it, people cold here. But I haven't had any particular problems with people not liking me or people being rude to me because I'm an American. It's not always easy to make friends, but after time you can make friends. So I think that's probably pretty much how it is everywhere.
Do you have many French friends?
I don't have many French friends, but yes, I do have French friends.
How many children do you have?
I have three children.
What's it like raising children in France?
I have no comparison with raising children in the United States because I never did that. But I think that in general, France and Europe is a good place for raising children. I think in terms of child care, in terms of daycare, school, it's fine. It's not perfect, but it's good if you're a working parent. It's child friendly here.
How is it child friendly?
Well, it's not a problem taking children to restaurants. I don't really have a problem with that. We tend to go early, but it's not really a problem. And as I said, there are a lot of possibilities for daycare and child care, and so it makes life much easier. You don't have to run around pulling your hair out at school. They have the crèche the late day, so it makes life easier if you can't get to school right away and when the day is finished.
Yeah, where I live with my son, when he went to when he was in elementary school, it was pretty good. 7:30 in the morning to 3:30 at night. I mean,
and that's really handy.
Yeah, it is. Even if you don't do it every day, to be able to.
Even if you don't do it every day, and the same thing at noon, they can eat in the canteen or they can come home. We have a choice. Not all schools have a choice. The primary school where my kids were, we had a choice. In the morning, we said if they were coming home, if they were eating in the canteen. So the days I could bring them home, I brought them home, and the days I couldn't, they ate in the canteen, and I like that.
Yeah, that's good flexibility. What do you do?
Well, I have two jobs. I teach English in a continuing education program connected to the national education system, and I'm also a tour guide. I guide in Burgundy.
What's it like teaching English?
In my graduate studies, I was a teaching assistant. I taught Latin, so I'm a teacher. So that part of it wasn't so bad. I was a classics major, but I was almost an English major, so I'm very interested in the English language. And I think for anyone who wants to come here, there's plenty of jobs for English language teaching because the French have a hard time learning English. I happen to like teaching English, and I like teaching English to adults. Very bad disciplinarian, and I have taught young people. It's not my specialty. But I like the motivated adults that they know why they're there. They do their work. It's a great exchange.
What would you be suggesting for an American looking for teaching work or thinking of moving to get teaching work in France? Do you need a certificate?
It helps to have a TEFL, that's for sure. But if not, one of the things to look into in the chaque academy, each region or each city has an academy, and they often look for teaching assistants. Foreign teaching assistants who come and work about 12 hours a week in the classroom, in the lycée or in the collège. And it's paid. It's not paid very well, but it's reasonable. And they often give you housing. So I would look in whatever region you want to go to, whatever city, you look for the Académie de Rectorat, and you can write a letter directly to the Académie de Rectorat, the person who's in charge in foreign languages. And they're often looking for people. Now, sometimes the different structures have agreements with other universities and other countries and other cities, but sometimes there aren't enough candidates, and they do look for people who aren't in the school system with whom they have an agreement.
Right. I think when we say academy or rectorat in America, that would be like the school district. But mostly who you teach are adults.
I teach adults, but I was a teaching assistant 1 year. It was a good experience. But then the next year they had they recruited people from the universities or the high schools where they have agreements. And I taught in a regular language school too, a lot of business English. For me, it's a little less interesting. I like more of a variety.
So what about the tours that you give?
Well, first, I have my master's degree is in archaeology. So I also already have a little bit of background of history and archaeology and art history. And one summer, because I teach during the school year, I'm what they call a vacataire, so I'm a part-time teacher, and I teach only the school year, and I'm not paid in the summer. So I work on different projects in the summer, and one summer I worked at a monument, a national monument here in Burgundy, and then I stopped for a while when the children were smaller, and a couple of years ago, a colleague asked me if I was interested in tour guiding again here in Burgundy. We have a lot of boats that go from the Saône, so from Chalon, the Saône River, to the Rhône River, which can go all the way down to Arles and sometimes to Marseille. And then we also have transfer tours for people who are going for cruises on the Seine in around Paris. So we have a lot of private tour boat companies who need land guides. I just meet them often at the monument or meet them at the boat and take them to the monument and give them guide tours like that.
How long have you been in France for?
Well, I've been in Europe for 20 years, and except for 2 years that I lived in Belgium, I've been in France.
And you came as a student?
After my study, I met the person who's my husband in Greece, because as I said, I studied archaeology.
Okay.
And we met in Greece during our studies, and he's Belgian, in fact, so he was at his university in Belgium, and I was at my university in the United States. And they had a joint excavation in Greece. And we met there, and then we both went back to our respective universities to finish our master's degree. He got a job in France and then came to Dijon. I got a job in Los Angeles. I had a project in Los Angeles and moved to Los Angeles. And at the end of my project, I didn't know exactly what to do, and he said, why don't you come here? You can excavate. My sister excavates here, and you can learn French. So I said, okay. So I came.
How much French did you know before you came?
Very little. I avoided French in high school. I studied German. And then in college, I studied Latin and Greek. And then in graduate school, I continued with Latin and Greek and did Italian. So I never really studied French.
And so you picked it up on your own then?
When I came, because as a teacher, I love to, especially a language teacher, I love grammar. I know that shocks people. But I love to know what grammar I'm using and why. And so I took a one semester course at the university here when I came and got the basics. But I worked at it. I watched stupid TV shows. I kept a log of vocabulary. I practiced. I asked questions.
That's good because your French is excellent.
Well, as I said, I worked at it too.
Yeah, you worked at it, obviously. But you're a good example for somebody who came with, like me, minimal, and then you were able to...
It's perfectly possible, yes.
Any suggestion for somebody who's either thinking of coming to France?
I think if you're coming alone, it helps to have a little French, it's sure. Unless you're coming to do a language program here, and then it's always nice to do that, but it's expensive too.
Right.
But if you come to do a language program, you already are in a little group of people, and you already have a structured, at least temporarily, it's structured. In the morning you go to lessons or whatever it is. But if you have friends or anyone who's already here and you just want to come, you can learn French just like that. It's possible. You have to work at it.
What was the most difficult thing for you with learning French?
Just the time it takes before you feel operational.
Yeah, it does take a while. How long did that take for you?
See, before I was really operational, probably 9 months. Really could carry on a good conversation, follow a conversation.
That's pretty good because it took me about, let's see, you know, continuing? No, it took me a while. It took me over a year about.
Well, I mean, I couldn't say everything I wanted to say, but really the essentials, and I could follow the conversation, because that's the hardest thing. No way, in any country, you go to any country, you don't speak the language. It's the isolation you feel at the beginning. You have to know that. But it's not a bad isolation because you have time to observe and think, and people know you don't understand, so you can concentrate on what words mean and how people say things. So you have to come at it with a positive frame of mind, knowing that you have to pass through that phase.
During your time here, have you ever had anything you would call culture shock?
I couldn't call it culture shock, but I have to say at the beginning, the very beginning, when I learned that the children came home for lunch, my typical American attitude was, huh, what a waste of time. In the middle of the day, you can't get things done. And then little by little, I realized how nice it was for me and for the children for them to come home in the middle of the day. We have just a little time to eat together. And so I can't say it was really culture shock. We are products of our upbringing. American mentality, and I still have it sometimes, you know, I scoff at 35-hour work week or people who don't accept jobs because they have to wake up early in the morning. So I still have that American work ethic mentality.
No, but it's true, though, that because in America, what's a lunch? It's half an hour or something?
Half an hour, and you often eat at your desk.
And you eat at your desk, right? And in France, it's, I mean, hour, sometimes two. I worked at one place. It was actually, they took 2 hours. I couldn't believe it because they went home about 7 o'clock at night. I could go to home. I could go home. It's 5:30 because I took a short lunch break. I came back. I wasn't going to waste that time like you say. But it's true though. It's just a different way of living.
It's a different way of living. That's right.
You were in America and you met somebody and they said, "Oh, I really want to move to France." What would you say? What would you tell them?
Well, I would say if they really want to do it, they should try it. Knowing that moving to another country isn't easy in terms of work. Getting work is not easy. Sometimes, as I said, if you are English language, unfortunately, is the best way to do that. Or if you already work in a company and you get transferred here. But getting work papers is very difficult.
Right, because you have your work papers because you're married.
I'm married, but at the beginning and the only reason I could work a little bit at the beginning is because I think as a student, you can have work a few hours. No, it's very difficult, and they do make it difficult. I mean, it's the same in the United States, but it is difficult for Americans to work here.
What are some of the things that you like about living in France?
Well, I do like the way of life, as I said. I don't agree with 35-hour work week, but I like having more vacation, especially with the kids. I don't know if 5 weeks is too much, but I enjoy having that much time. I enjoy the fact that people like to make a meal and enjoy a meal with other people. I mean, not just in a small elite. It's part of the culture to eat well and share that. One of the reasons I love living in Europe is the history. I mean, I'm an archaeologist. I'm a tour guide. I love being near 10th, 11th, 12th century monuments. I love passing by the cathedral in Dijon and admiring it. I love looking at the Renaissance architecture, even the 18th century architecture. So I love the history.
What I discovered certainly about Burgundy, was the Romanesque churches.
There's so many sites. I mean, there are even Gallo-Roman sites that are wonderful here in Burgundy.
Well, you kind of mentioned a few, but what are some of the other things you don't like about France?
I have to say that the things that I really hated about France when I came have improved, like now people can't smoke in public places, because when I arrived 20 years ago, everybody smoked everywhere. Hated that. So that's a little better. I hate all the paperwork thing. So much paperwork. Useless paperwork. I know that's true everywhere, but I think it's particularly true here. I work at the Greta. So I work, and the Greta works in several, just to give you an example, several lycées. We have an office in several.
The Greta is like continuing education.
The continuing education of the national education system.
And a lycée is a high school.
Lycée is high school. So they have an office in several of these high schools. And I work in several sites. And when I do my hour sheet to get paid, I have to first get it signed by my immediate superior. And then it has to go to the head of the lycée of the high school to get it signed. And then it has to go to the head of the Greta to get it signed. And then it goes to the accounting department. It's just unnecessary paperwork.
Is there anything you miss from America? Food or television, newspapers?
Nothing in the daily life. There's nothing in particular I miss. But on the big scale, yeah, the newspaper culture is very different here than in the United States. I mean, most people get a Sunday newspaper in the United States. Here, especially in Dijon, it's not very interesting. Also, the thing I miss is how easy it is to find things and change directions. And what I mean is, if all of a sudden I decide I want to become a chemist, I can find a night class and I can slowly work toward a chemistry degree. Whereas here, it's not possible it's really not possible. It's almost impossible to do that. You have to go back to school full time. You can't do it. It's difficult to do it class by class like that.
No, it's difficult to go back and be retrained. In France, people, historically, if you started out as a car mechanic, that was what you did your entire life. Well, Kelly, it's been very nice talking with you.
Thank you. It's been nice talking with you, too.